Borough officials hope to get assembly approval to increase the property tax rate around half a mil for people who live within the old city limits of Petersburg, and just under that for property owners in the rest of the borough. For someone who owns a $200,000 home, the increase would be around $100 a year. Those increases could help offset a potential cut in the state reimbursement for local school construction bonds. The money could also help the borough with the potential loss of federal funding for schools, namely the Secure Rural Schools payments that go to municipalities near national forest land. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao explained the impact from that potential loss of federal funding.
We're just trying to reduce our reliance on the Secure Rural Schools funds for the $1.8 million that we fund the school. So this current year that we're in, we use $500,000 of Secure Rural Schools funds. So as we decrease that, we're increasing the amount of property taxes needed to fund the school.
The mill rate is set by the borough assembly later on in the spring. Local officials are still hopeful that Secure Rural Schools program will be reauthorized by Congress. And the borough has stockpiled past payments and only used a portion of the money to make it last longer. The budget for the upcoming year makes no cut to the local contribution to the school district. Jay Stanton Greger said the budget was not perfect, but praised the work of borough staff.
Our finance director, Jody, and all the admin staff has worked extraordinarily hard to create a reasonable budget to help to keep Petersburg working, to keep the standard of life and services that we're used to in effect. I think I just want people to know none of this has been done flippantly or without diligent thought. And as a community, I want to thank people for their patience as we all work through this process. It's more than challenging, to say the least.
With those property rate increases, the borough anticipates an increase in property tax revenue and total revenue of just over $9.5 million in the borough's general fund. The budget is balanced with the same amount of spending in those departments, and that's a decrease overall from the current year. The borough has also budgeted $231,000 in money from the local tobacco tax and also anticipates the first marijuana tax to be collected in the upcoming year. Money from sales tax is expected to drop slightly from the current year. That's despite two questions on sales tax exemptions that will likely be heading to the ballot in October. Chamber of Commerce Administrator Mara Lutomsky told the Assembly that chamber members who met on the topic last week did not want those questions to go to the ballot.
We believe it's unlikely that these new taxes will be supported by the voters. As these new taxes, if they are passed, will cause unnecessary burden on an already struggling business community.
The Assembly went ahead with the second reading of an ordinance to send those two issues to the ballot. Voters would be asked whether the borough should increase the sales tax cap from $1,200 to $5,000 and whether to remove an exemption for goods and services purchased here but shipped elsewhere. An amendment to take out the tax cap increase did not have enough votes. Other changes in the proposed borough budget for the upcoming year are in the community services portion of the spending plan. KFSK would see an increase in its borough funding from $19,000 this year to $35,000, and the Claussen Museum would receive flat funding of $42,000. The budget proposes to cut the $55,000 paid to Petersburg Mental Health Services in the current year. That amount was already reduced from $85,000 the year before. PMHS Director Susan Omer asked the Assembly to add that money back into the budget. Omer said the loss of borough funding would mean that the mental health service provider would have to prioritize for the most extreme cases.
We will need to begin limiting our services to people considered state priorities as these cuts happen. State priorities include people who are actively suicidal, they're substance abusing, they're schizophrenic, or they're a child whose difficulties are so severe that they may be removed from their home or the community. Everyone else is considered general mental health, and our state funds cannot provide support for serving those people.
Omer said Petersburg Mental Health has received money from the borough for at least 22 years. She thought the loss of local funding would also impact PMHS's ability to apply for state grant money and asked for just under $69,000 from the borough. The community services portion of the budget also has no funding proposed for payment in lieu of taxes for the city of Kuprinoff or any money for Wave or Mountain View Manor Food Service. Another local resident, Susan Erickson, lobbied for funding to replace the lights in the community swimming pool. That $85,000 is in the Parks and Recreation Department's budget as proposed. The biggest capital project in the budget is a more than $500,000 remodel of the Power and Light Building downtown. In other budget highlights, staff has proposed cuts to travel and training expenses in the police and fire departments. A new part-time computer specialist position is proposed, and the electric department is planning to fill a lineman's position that has gone vacant in recent years. An amendment to remove funding for that electric department position failed on a 2-3 vote, with only Mayor Mark Jensen and Bob Lynn voting in favor. Ultimately, the budget passed on a 5-0 vote. Cindy Lagadakis was not at the meeting, and Eric Castro had to leave earlier on. At the end of the meeting, Kurt Walhier called for some further discussions on the budget involving the community later this year.
Not necessarily a task force, but, you know, maybe some town hall meetings, you know, designated solely for, you know, ideas on how we can, you know, bolster our income or lower our output, you know, our expenditures, you know. But I think the community really needs to get involved in this. And I know in the past, it hasn't been very successful, and I've beat my head against the wall in the harbor board, you know, trying to get people to participate in things. And like you say, a lot of times we just have to make those decisions. But
the budget has two more readings before it becomes the spending plan for the local government for the next year that starts up in July. The public hearing on it will be at the Assembly's next meeting, May 15th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.